carries victory in the spirit. Can we rejoice in the Lord and give Him glory? There is victory in the spirit. There is victory in the spirit. And we raise our voice to give you praise. For you have given victory in the spirit. We sense the rejoicing that is in the Holy Ghost. We sense the release that is in your spirit. And we rejoice along with the Holy Ghost. Because the fetters are broken, the chains are cut asunder. We rejoice because we are persuaded in this, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We return the praise. We return the glory. Oh my God. Can you labor in thanksgiving? Just thank Him. Something mighty. Something mighty has taken place here tonight. Suddenly Satan falls like lightning from heaven. Hey! Amanda Jacoba, dear Sikho. Season has ended. The cycle has been completed, and Satan falls like lightning from heaven. Now we'll pray one prayer before I teach a little. There is something the devil has been afraid of, for which he's attacking. Can we ask that God will bring that thing to pass? Can we ask it? There's something he has been afraid of. There's something that he's hypertensive about. Let the Lord bring it to pass now. Bring it to pass. He's afraid of something in your life. Ask God to bring it to pass. Let Him bring it to pass. Completed. Bring it to pass. Bring it to pass. Season comes for you to step into new possibilities, it is resisted. And the ammunitions that the kingdom of darkness uses against you to resist your possibilities, it's an indication, it's a measure of that which he so fears about your life. If he uses a weapon of death against you, it means that there is something about your life that is stronger than death. That if it is released, the power of death within your corridor is going to be curbed. If it uses poverty to fight you, it means that there is a glorious possibility of abundance that has been designed for your life. When you check the ammunitions that Satan employs to resist you, it's a sign of what is in store. From this night, expect the things, strange things that has never happened in your life before. As I speak unto you, angels are coming to pick chains from the lives of men. There was an extent that your father was able to go, and he was limited. You are going beyond what anyone in your lineage has been able to achieve, because Satan falls like lightning from heaven. The moment Jesus was born, Satan placed a sentence on every child 2 years and under. The ammunition that he deployed was an indication of the capacity of the miracle that was about to find expression. We have seen the ammunitions that Satan has deployed, and we know that this is the season of our corporate destiny. I prophesy to you, arise, shine, because your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For though thy beginning be small, thy latter end it shall greatly increase. For the Lord will cause his face to look upon you with kindness. weakness. By his grace, you will overcome weakness. You will become what he has obtained. For Satan falls in this hour like lightning from heaven. Oh, we put on our strength tonight. We arm ourselves with the strength of God. We will not be weary. We will not faint. We will not turn aside in the battle. Oh God. Send him a catapult. In the name of Jesus. The Bible therefore says that Jesus was held up in the land of Egypt until the news of the death of the king that sought his life was in the newspapers. Because in order for the season to really be established, some men are cut off. Some men through whom the devil has been able to effect resistance and manipulation. Before the season is entrenched, there is an act of justice, an act of judgment that God puts into manifestation as a sign that that baggage has been rolled away. Can you demand tonight that Herod be cut off? So that this season can be consolidated. Can you demand it tonight in the name of Jesus? Siamo copeta manda I coscamade. Rasketo combe la mina te cola ites kendola. Ai copatua. Respote bakito mokotani. Shani Kopresko Pilama, Sakatalia Mokote, Ebro Kopelamina Sakatalia, Abraseko, Likapeto Mokodia, Abresko Petale, Akapako Senalima, Abrai Kopeskote. Let the sword of judgment be released in the name of Jesus.
Shake up, and I like to compress, come and die.
You can congratulate your neighbor now. Because you will see the wonders of God in the land of the living. You will see the faithfulness of God. You are coming out of your hiding place. You are coming out of that place that you have been for many years. The hand of God brings you out, and the Spirit of God will cause your face to shine. It's a new season. It's a new season. God opens the door. He opens the door of a season. He opens the door of a season. It's a new season.
Rejoice in him. Come on.
former things have passed already. The old things are forgotten. He shall make all things new, and it shall spring forth. He will make a way in the wilderness. He will cause rivers to cause forth in the desert. Strange and impossible things will he do. For the finger of the wicked is cut off. The memory of darkness shall be forgotten. He brings salvation to his people. Proclaimed is upon us now. upon us now, and nothing can stop it. Give a shout to the Lord tonight. The last shout for the night. Can you give it to the Lord tonight? Descended and took away a certain pain from the life of a sister. Now, the sister is the person I'm looking for now. The angel of the Lord came and he took a pain from a sister. So if you're that sister, you can come on. It took. Can you rejoice in the Lord? Oh. You are not rejoicing with this sister. You are not rejoicing. Another thing that the angel came and picked. This angel I'm talking about this time has wings. Normally when I see angels, they are wingless. The ones that come to speak into this ear, they don't have wings. But the one I'm talking about that came and picked came like a hawk. The second thing he picked was the spirit of death. He picked it from. Wait. Picked it away. It's so that you will believe me. Meanwhile, this death that was picked, who is from our midst, but you will not believe me. I know you will not believe, so we will have to find a way of convincing you that I saw that. There is someone for the past 2 days you have been sensing death around you. For the past 2 days. Come. For the past 2 days, you've been sensing. Come to me. Come. Because you will not believe, so that's why I'm doing this one. For those of you in the congregation, you can sit down. We'll just be flowing in the spirit as the Lord gives us the grace this night. Just be flowing. And the Lord says, as you tell someone in the congregation that something that you have been looking for a long time has just been approved. Amen.
are the people that have been having these threats on their lives. One of these people that is standing here has a sign that he has picked it. The anointing will come powerfully upon one of these ones as a sign that the angel has dealt with that spirit. So the hand of the Lord will come very strong on that one individual. Father, show me a sign that you have taken death away. You have disarmed it and you have taken it back. Show me a sign. He will show me a sign.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hand of death. Oh, you see, I'm still seeing the hand of God, his finger still on three people. On three people, three of you. His hand is still strong. Death shall have no power over you. His hand is still on two people. I'm seeing it. So strong. So strong. He's even stronger now. It's even stronger. It's even stronger. Glory to God. Glory to God. His hand is still on one person. Still on one person is strong, and I'm feeling it on my body. As he's putting the hand, I'm feeling it on my body. You see, his hand now is on two people in the congregation. This congregation, there are two people. I'm seeing that hand again. It's on two people now as I speak. So I think we are convinced now. So go and sit down. But sister, you stay. Sit. There's something I want to take away from you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Release this destiny. Release this destiny. Release this destiny. Release his destiny. Release him. Let the chains break. Let the fetters be removed. Let it be taken away. Yes, it comes stronger. It comes stronger on you. So that the fetters, the chains can be removed. The chains can be removed. That's why we came. Oh, Saiko Pali. Oh my God. So that the chains might be removed. He said, I should say it to you again. You know, when he speaks two times, nothing can change it. The time is 7 o'clock and the anointing has come. So we'll just flow. If you are, you see, the problem, our problem is time. Oh, there is somebody that is outside there, and there is an anointing coming upon that person, and the anointing is going to open up the person's spirit. And the person will be, from this night, the person will become sensitive to the Holy Ghost. See, and as I speak now, I'm seeing the hand there. The hand is there. And it will come strong upon that person. It comes so strong. It comes strong there. It's not time. It's not time. Huh? So, it's not time yet. So don't be afraid. It's an attack. It's not time. So he will recover. And so, in this case now, what is happening is this: an impartation, so that the person will be capable of abilities that she never knew was present. I bless you in the name of Jesus. As I speak also, there is an arrow that was shot into somebody's body. The person is present. There's an arrow. Okay. He's removing it gradually. You will soon know the person. He's removing it gradually now. Removing the arrow. It was shot, but it's been neutralized and been removed. It's been neutralized. The person will begin to feel heat. Very soon, the person will not be comfortable. It's the arrow. Don't worry. Yeah, it's coming and it's removing it. It's removing it. It's removing it. The person will no longer be comfortable. He's removing it. He's removing it. He's removing it. He's removing it. It's an arrow. Your warfare is ended. Where is that person? Bring that person. You know, you can be anointed, but your anointing may not have reached a certain level. And then you want to do something. Then arrow. Young man, don't move by zeal. Humble yourself and grow, so that you'll be kept from harm. I bless you and I cancel you. In the name of Jesus. One of my children is with me at home. He woke up, went to his village and started cursing shrines. And when he came back, death came back with him. And he started coughing before COVID. If not that it was before COVID, he would have said, he brought COVID. In those days where there were no isolation centers. And he was dying. So I had to go to God. He said, he went and started doing things that he was not licensed to do. I said, I know. We are sorry. What's the solution? He said, give him milk. Milk. Oh! The person knows himself. He's somewhere in the convention. Okay, now God wants to break a curse in a certain family. I see a falcon. Falcon. This falcon that I see has visited that family 2 times. And the thing wants to visit again. Now, are you with me? I speak in parables. The falcon I'm talking about is the spirit of death. That visited the family 2 times in close succession. And he wants to come again. So God is breaking the yoke, and you will see the evidence. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let that yoke that is over that family be broken. Now you can bring them. See?
Emina yeko samine mana ololo. Seigo mosana more mayeke mara. Semina loke na momo. Samina yeko le masaito ne na mina. Eli mama yoke samo. Sine monde amo si kame kagabu.
Can you pray for her family? After the seventh one, your eyes, your ears, and your heart will be tuned to God's frequency, and it will be easy for you to pick things up from the Spirit. Seven. Meanwhile, if it is true, come, confess. Let's. It may not be true, you know. Can you pray for your family? We want to bring some people out from the pit this night. Oh. Something is breaking. Now we ask for release. Satan, release your captives. 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 Ushers, bring them, bring them. Release 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 them. Now just leave her somewhere there. Leave her. Let her go. Let her go. Release. Release. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, listen, listen. Someone just got healed from a pain on your stomach. This place I'm holding here. You just got healed. The pain has left you. So let me see you. The pain has left you. If you are the one, can you come to me? Coming on you will increase your gift, to increase it, to be strong. Oh yes, you have received it. Simple prayer. In the name of Jesus. Into my office. Listen to me. All I ask from you, those of you in the congregation, and those of you viewing online, just put your right hand on your chest. That's all I ask. Don't remove that hand until I tell you. The power of God will be flowing through it. The power of God will flow through that hand. It will come strong, so strong. On the life of anyone that there's a yoke, and then we'll break it. The power will come strong. Don't remove it. That's how people will be delivered this night. That's how they'll be delivered. One husband and wife came to see me at the tent, and the wife came with the elder sister. If that elder sister to the wife is here, come out now.
will receive a restoration. Today I destroy the yoke that was placed upon you many years ago, and the link that demons have used to manipulate your destiny. Today I destroy the power of that link. Let your destiny therefore be released. Let her be released in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I call you forth from whence you were bound. Release her. I call him forth. Be released in the name of Jesus. I call you forth from whence you were bound. In the name of Jesus, be released. Yes, keep praying for her. We nullify it, we reverse it, we reverse it. We reverse it in the name of Jesus. We name it reversed in the name of Jesus. Your struggles come to an end tonight. Your struggles, they come to an end. Your struggles, they come to an end. The spirits that speak to you, I arrest them. The one that manipulate the work of your hands, I arrest them. Stop talking to him and loose him. Yes, it's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out now. It's coming out. Loose her. In the name of Jesus. That are bound, and from what I see, they are outside. Lord, those ones that are bound outside, let the yokes break. Let those individuals be released. Let the yokes break, and let the individuals be released. Let the yokes break, and let the individuals be released. Let it break.
Let it break. Let it break. Satan, release them. In the name of Jesus. Release them. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, keep going. I think I need to visit outside. The hand of God will come on two people outside here, so that we can finish the deliverance work. Father, search among the people outside, and those two individuals that are yet bound, let your anointing rest on them. Let it rest stronger. Let your anointing rest stronger. All right, so he's coming. He has accepted to come. So he's coming now. He's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. No one is allowed to operate in bondage here. No. You will see what I've told you. You see, the anointing has multiplied now, and our time has finished. That's the problem. That's the problem. It has multiplied. Now God has given me Loose her. In the name of Jesus, loose. Where are the ushers? This is your work. See, who is here? Lay your hands on her head. Just speak in tongues. The spirit will come out. Aye, hold her right leg. Just hold her right leg and pray. The thing will break. Hold her right leg. Pray in tongues. Now, what I see is I see three staffs. I mean, the staff of office. And what the Lord said is, two belongs to males, one belongs to a female. And this staff that I see is the staff of wealth. And the Lord has given me permission. He has given me permission to give it out. The first one is for you. Stand up. And pray. 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 Pray in the spirit. Stand up.
So three of you come. Come here. In the days to come, you'll be made wealthy. The Lord will give you wealth. So let it rest on you. Let it rest on you. And let it rest on you. To rest from is heavy. It will begin to walk from today. It will begin to walk. To begin to. When she revives, tell her to go home and rejoice. It's remaining one thing I need to do for my work to finish this night. But the thing has escaped my memory. So can we pray? It's Holy Ghost baptism. If you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost, stand up. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. No, let me raise him up. Give me your hand. Okay. Go back. Where are the people that are not baptized in Holy Ghost? 1, 2, 3, 4. What of outside? 5. They are not baptized. Jesus Christ. Okay. You can remove your hand from your chest. All of you that are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, come to the pulpit area. Release the other people. Release them. Don't worry, she'll stand up when she finds some energy. Baptized in Holy Ghost, or you don't believe it? Do you believe it? All right. Now listen. Let me give you a quick lecture. The ones that are still speaking in tongues, take them to my office, please. I want to give you a quick lecture, brief lecture. But I want to take for granted that all of you are born again. You have accepted the Lord. Okay. Go. All right. The Holy Ghost. Jesus. Let me open one scripture. Can you give me Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, I believe. Where is he? This is John the Baptist speaking, and he says, reduce your keyboard. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Move those people to my office now. Move them, move them. So this John the Baptist speaking about Jesus, that Jesus is the one that baptizes in the Holy Ghost. Right? Are you with me? And that's why people that are not born again cannot receive this new layer. Because the Christ and his office, his administration must be on your heart before you can receive this gift that he comes to baptize you into. Right? Second thing about the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that you will need to request for it before God will give. Jesus said, if you've been evil, you know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? It is something you will need to request for. You know what? Can't hear you. Request for it. When you request for it, your Heavenly Father will accept your request, because he will give the Holy Ghost to them and ask him. That's an assurance. So he will approve your request and he will give the Holy Ghost. When he gives you the Holy Ghost, it's your own duty to receive the Holy Ghost. And you don't need to feel anything, because it is by faith. Right? Then he will give you something else. He will give you utterance. And you will be the one to speak out the utterance. And most of you will be overwhelmed by the power of that utterance that will come upon you. So in a moment of time where you are standing, can you ask your Father, can you give me the Holy Ghost? Talk to your Father. The preacher is not that powerful. My job is just to link you with your Father. Okay? So focus on the Father. Now, if you keep looking at me, you will not receive anything, because I have nothing to give you. Focus on your Father and ask him, Lord, I ask for the Holy Ghost. Can you give me the Holy Ghost? Oh, you are not talking to him. You are not talking to him. Talk to your Father. Talk to your Father. Are you ashamed of your Father? Talk to him. Can you give me the Holy Ghost? I need the help of the Holy Spirit. I need his empowerment. I need his grace. So I ask you, give unto me the Holy Ghost. Oh yes. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. I want to tell you that he has answered you. All I will do is to lay my hands upon you. When I lay my hands upon you, he will transmit some power to you. But you see, one of you here has received already. I can see it. One of you here has received. Lord, let your hand come upon that one that has received, and let it be so powerful. Let it be so strong. Let it be so powerful, so strong and so powerful. I wanted to clear your doubt, because one of you he was looking at me and said, so I had to go this way. Okay. So when I lay hands on you, he will give you utterance. Speak. Usher, praise this lady. Father, let her be filled with your Spirit. Let her be filled with your Spirit. Let her be filled with your spirit. I can't speak for you. Only you can speak for yourself. Let her be filled with your spirit. Let her be filled with your spirit. See, I can't speak for her. Even though the power is there, she doesn't want to speak. Let her be filled with the spirit. Let it come so strong. Let it be so powerful. Let it be so powerful upon her life. In the name of Jesus. See, I can't speak for her. Let her be filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Let her be filled with the Holy Ghost. See, I can't speak for her. The power is there, but I can't speak for her. Let him be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let him be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let him be filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Yes, somebody has received. That person that has received, be bold, speak it. Be bold and speak it. Be bold. It's strong on you. Be bold and speak it. Be bold and speak it. Be bold and release that utterance. Be bold and release that utterance. Yes, come. Let her be filled with your spirit. Let her tongue be loose. Let the utterance flow. Let her be filled. Let her tongue be loose. Let the utterance flow. Let her be filled. Let her tongue be loose. Louder. Louder. Be bold. I can't speak for you. Let me pass. I'm looking for one person that can release their faith. Oh. See, I can't speak for her. Let her be filled with your spirit in the name of Jesus. Let her be filled with your spirit in the name of Jesus. Let her be filled in the name of Jesus. See, I can't speak for her. Okay, one has tried. One has tried. One has tried now. Speak it. Be bold about it. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Let her be filled with your spirit. In the name of Jesus. 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 They are beginning to believe me now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, let him be filled with your spirit. Let him be filled in the name of Jesus. Let him be filled in the name of Jesus. Let it be bold, be bold, be bold. Release your spirit. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Let him be filled with your spirit in the name of Jesus. Let him be filled in the name of Jesus. Let him be filled in the name of Jesus. Keep speaking. Let him be filled in the name of Jesus. I can't speak for you. Let him be filled. Let her be filled. Let him be filled. Yes, be bold. He comes strong on you. He comes strong on you. He comes strong. He comes strong on you. He comes stronger. See, I can't help you. Those of you that are not speaking, go to the office, Pastor Tony, continue from, or Pastor Shala, take the remaining. There's no magic. The Holy Ghost won't open your mouth. He will give you the utterance. At least you see the evidences. You refuse to receive. Those of you that didn't speak, go to the office. Go to the office. If you are still interested, you might not be interested, but if you are still interested, go to my office. Shala. Go on there. Don't worry. Bring him. Those of them that receive, come, bring them. Let's do first rehearsal. Yes, let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let him receive the Holy Ghost. Let him receive the Holy Ghost. Let him receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Let him receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let him receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes, be louder. Bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Allow it flow small. Let the valve open. The valve need to open. Asimo Korea. Ayatomina Kante Breda Korea. Iskamenia Korea Baratos Keso Sali. Roboscoto Brela Maito Cobreha. You see, the Holy Ghost will speak for you. Yes, keep speaking. Keep speaking, keep speaking. Keep speaking, keep speaking. Aiko salamo Korea. Zibante kusketa meni kabelaito. Jopreketa kuda mahatali. Yento meno sigo pranta babore. Keep speaking, keep speaking. Let us be filled with the Holy Ghost. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Filled. Take her to the office. Just leave. Leave them. Balamo Siko Pranta Babu. I break the hold of the serpent over your life. You serpent, in the name of Jesus, let her go. Lose her in the name of Jesus. I have seen you. I have seen you. You cannot hide. So in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, this is time for practical. When the demons speak back, then it's I have one or two things to teach you now. You know, somebody can start school, primary school, and he leaves school in primary four. What's it called? Dropout. Anytime you see a minister and demons begin to speak and the minister is asking demons question, it's a dropout. Didn't finish school. Our lecturer, Jesus, we have to copy him. Oh, it's only people that graduated that behave like him. And in his own practice of the deliverance ministry, he doesn't allow evil spirits to communicate to you. Are you still with me? So don't go and then you now tie your belt and say, okay, it means your wife drop out. All right. See, sister. Can you take just your one finger like this? Put it on her forehead and pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You will soon see that demon that was talking. Now I say to you in the name of Jesus, lose your hold and leave. Leave her. Leave her. He was talking. So anytime we meet another case, we'll continue this lecture. And all of you that are ushers, that's why you have to join them. I'm going to take you on a training on deliverance. I will show you all the Lord has shown me. And how to see into the realm of the Spirit. So now the demon has gone, but she is sick. So let us cast out the spirit of infirmity. So two of you lay hands on her and begin to pray in tongues. I will tell you when to stop.
Your name is Evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began. Forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever.
Her body. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. I rebuke every sickness, every disease. I break the hold in the name of Jesus. Loose her in Jesus' name.
Kaito,
inclusive of those that are viewing online, right here from God's own city, Makurdi Benue State, I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I contend with the struggles you have had for 5 years, for 7 years, for 12 years. And I proclaim over your life a new season, a new beginning, in the name of Jesus. I could hear in your midst rejoicing. And before the sound of one rejoicing subsides, then another one picks up. In your midst, I could hear rejoicing. The days of wasting, worrying, and mourning have been accomplished. Now sons will be given, daughters will be given in this time. The struggles that your family has been through all the days of your life, when one tries to rise, he will either be cut off or something terrible will happen to him. We challenge that hand of darkness tonight, and we release your destiny in the name of Jesus. I proclaim that this is your time. This is your season. This is your hour. God comes to pedestal you in the name of Jesus. The closed door is open. Step into it in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Some people are alive. Demons just left some people now. There are two people that demons have left, because we say that, amen. Two people that demons have left. Step into it in the name of Jesus. You will go beyond where your father went, because a new thing will the Lord walk through your life in the name of Jesus. There is a victory that we have secured in the spirit, and every one of us will taste of it in the name of Jesus. God has broken something in the realm, and everyone will have his own unique testimony in the name of Jesus. Confound the wisdom of the wise. Let the intercession of the idolater be turned into foolishness. Let the wicked live long to see what your righteousness will wrought in the lives of your vessels. For the day of salvation has come to us, and our Lord redeems us with tender mercies. It shall be said concerning you that this is what the Lord has done. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come. You reign forever.